日大家可以来聚会敬拜神。
Thank God on the Sabbath day, everyone can come here to worship God.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来分享，神要人在他面前存敬畏的心。
And right now, I will commence the service in the name of Lord Jesus Christ with the topic God wants men to have fear before Him.
我们现在请翻开《传道书》第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3.
《传道书》第三章。
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3.
第十四节
Chapter 3, verse 14.
十四节说，我知道神一切所做的都必永存，无所增添，无所减少。神这样行，是要人在他面前存敬畏的心。
14, I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing taken from it. God does it, that men should fear before him.
这里是传道者他的体会，他对观察这个宇宙万物以及神的作为之后，他给了一个结论。
After the preacher observed the universe and also all the creations, this is one of his reflection.
也就是说，他观察天下万物都有定时，都有定期。
He observed that to everything there is a season and there is a time for every purpose under heaven.
第三章一开始他就讲，什么都有时，栽种有时，收割有时。
And which is recorded in the beginning of chapter 3, that there is a time to sow and there is a time to reap.
生有时，死有时。
There is a time to be born and a time to die.
也就是说，什么事情都有一个时间性。
So that there is a time for everything.
也表示说，也另外方面说，每一件事情都很短暂。
And on the other hand, everything is transient.
就是说，你没有办法看到一个事情是一直永远的。
So there is nothing that can be forever under the sun.
就好像我们人不能够永远年轻。
And just like man, we cannot be forever young.
你年轻的时候就是那么一段时间而已。
And there's only a certain period of your life that you can be young.
几年过去就老了。
And after few years pass by, you will start to be old.
那表示说，这个世界一直在变，一直在动。
So that this world is ever changing and is always moving.
那在这个一直改变的过程当中，这里面有欢乐，也有痛苦，有悲哀。
And during the time of these changes, there will be sorrow, there will be time of joy.
也有得到，也有失落的时候。
And there will always be.And there will also be a time of gain and also a time to lose.
第九节说，喜爱有时，恨恶有时，征战有时，和好有时。
And verse 8, there mentioned a time to love and a time to hate, a time to war and a time of peace.
这前面这几节都一直在讲，他用十四对来说明什么事情都有一个时间定期。
So from these verses, the preacher used 14 different things to compare that to illustrate the point that in everything there is a time.
那其实人这些都是神的创造，就是说这都是神的作为。
So all these are the way of God and also the creation of God.
所以第十一节说，
That's why in verse 11,
他说神造万物各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人心里。然而神从始至终的作为，人不能够参透。
In verse 11, He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, He has put eternity in their hearts.Except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end.
这在说明这些定期定时是神设的。
So from this verse, we can see that there is a time for everything, and this is also instructed by God.
使徒行传第十七章圣经在说，我们人一生的动作、存留、我们所住的疆界都是神给我们安排好的。
And where we live, where we dwell.And all these boundaries are also set by God.
所以其实这些一切的万物都是掌握在神的手上。
So that all the creation are under the control of God.
在神看来，每一个时期都是好的。
And for God, every period, different period of time is beautiful.
所以都是按照神的旨意，我们享受这一切我们所拥有的。
And it's also through the will of God that we can enjoy all these things that's created by him.
现在他特别强调说，神把永生安置在世人的心里。
And this verse especially mentioned he has put eternity in the heart of man.
那就说明我们今天每一个人都想要去追求永恒这个想法。
So that every man have the desire to pursue after eternity.
好，所以你看，我们面对这个会变的世代，我们有一个想法，就是说，希望这个好的能够一直持续下去。
So as we live in this ever-changing world, we have the desire to pursue after something that's good and beautiful.
这是为什么我们今天我们人会想要拜神。
And that's why today men have the desire to worship God.
我们都希望能够进入永恒。
Because all of us wanted to enter into this eternity.
没有人想要死，因为死好像看起来就是结束。
Because death is like an end.
哦，所以现在这个人心里面有追求信仰，会敬拜神，这个就是从神来的创造。
Men have the conscience of worshiping God and also have the heart to pursue this eternity. All these are the creation of God.
第十四节特别说，好，神一切所做的都必永存。
In verse 14, here mentioned,
神创造这一些东西，其实是要我们人在他面前存敬畏的心。
That whatever God does, it shall be forever.
也就是说，我们人其实没有办法完全了解神的作为啊。
And God does this so that men should fear before Him. And as men, we cannot understand the will of God.
我们没有办法完全了解是无所谓的。
We cannot fully comprehend the will of God, which is okay.
只要我们了解这一切都是从神来的创造。
As long as we can understand everything is from God.
那我们存一个敬畏神的心，就接受神所安排这一切。
And when we have a heart of reverence toward God, we accept all his will and ways.
然后我们就能够在这个神所创造这个美好世界里面去享受神所给我们的喜乐。
So that we can enjoy the creation that He created for us, and also rejoice in the thing that He provided for us.
我们最近在读圣经，从星期四开始，我们在读《传道书》。
Starting from Thursday, we've been studying the book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书有十二章。
And there are total 12 chapters in this book.
那如果你从前面一直读到最后，
If you start from the first chapter till the last,
他这个作者一直强调说他是传道者。
So the author of the book keep on emphasizing that he is a preacher.
他没有说他是谁。
He did not mention what's his name.
他只说他是曾经在耶路撒冷做过王，是大卫的儿子。
He merely mentioned he was once king of Jerusalem and also the son of David.
他得到很多很多智慧跟知识。
And he received much knowledge and also wisdom.
当我们看到这样描述的时候，我们心里就知道啊，这个一定在讲所罗门。
So when we see this kind of description, we know that this author is Solomon.
但是他为什么不写他自己的名字？
But why is that he did not mention his name?
那表示说所罗门他这个名字当初他的父亲给他取的叫做和平的意思。
Because at the time when his father gave him this name Solomon, which means peace.
但是后来神又借着先知拿单呢，给他一个另外名字叫耶底迪亚。
But later on through the prophet of Nathan, God gave him another name, Nedidia.
那这个耶底迪亚的意思就是神所爱的。
And that name means the beloved one of God.
哦，那是记得在撒母耳记下第十二章的。
It's recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 12.
可是我们都知道，所罗门他后来他年老的时候，他就被他所拥有那些妃嫔引诱去拜偶像，去建庙拜偶像，然后离开神。
But in the advanced age of Solomon's life, he went astray from God. He followed his wives.To worship idols and also build temples for the idols.
到他年老的时候，他醒悟。
And when he was old, he suddenly realized.
他回顾他所经历的这一生呢。
He looked back of all the things that he did in his life.
他发现说，他以前认为有价值的，他觉得应该要去追求的，都是虚空的。
He realized the things he once deemed as valuable and precious, all these things are actually vanity.
在他所认为可以拥有的时候。其实就不见了，就好像捕风。
Because when he thought he could possess those things forever, suddenly he will lose those things. It's just like holding on to wind.
所以他说，现在是他写这个传道者的原意，要给后面后代的人来看。
And that's why he wrote the book of Ecclesiastes for the next generation to see.
那这个所谓的传道者，其实意思就是说，他召集了这些他的百姓、他的听众来听听他所经历的人生。
And as a preacher, he gathered a congregation to listen to his story in life.
哦，所以第一章的第二节，传道者说。 虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
And in chapter 1, verse 2, here he mentioned, vanity of vanity, says the preacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity.
那一开始看到这个描述的时候，觉得说，哇，那这样子真的凡事都虚空的话，那到底人生活在世上有什么意义呢？
And through this, when we first read this description, it seems like there is no meaning in life.
那其实他这个传道者，他的用意就是，他把这些人召集进来听他的话，就是要让他们了解，今天一个人如果没有神，那么他的生活会是怎么样的虚空呢？
And the purpose for the preacher to write this book is for people to understand without God how their life could be very meaningless.
传道书基本上他是对那个相信神的人所讲的话。
And Ecclesiastes was written for those who believed in God.
因为他要最后他要得到一个结论。
Because at the end, he comes to a conclusion.
他说在我们人生当中如果没有神，
And here mentioned, if in your life there is no God,
如果我们没有敬畏神，
if we do not fear the Lord,
我们以为很有意义的追求，到最后一定会像他有同样的结论，是虚空的。
And the things that we pursue after that we deem as meaningful, at the end, they will all become vanity.
那可是他讲完之后，他最后他对他整个人生跟对后代的人下了一个很重要的结论，一个提醒。
So after he wrote this book, at the end he mentioned a very important conclusion for himself and also for the people.
12章23节说，
In chapter 12, verse 13,
这些事情都已经听见了，总意就是要敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。
Chapter 12, verse 13, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all.
十四节说，因为人所做的事，连一切隐藏的事，无论是善是恶，神都必审问。
14, for God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or bad.
那这个是因为这个传道者本身呢，他发现他在这个人当尽的本分上，他没有做到。
Because for the preacher himself, he realized he did not keep the whole duty of man.
他对他一生所做过的事情，他也知道神必要审问他。
And because he knew that all the things that I have done in life, in the end, God will bring every work into judgment.
神，他回人一个人如果回头能够愿意敬拜神啊，亲近神。
If a person is willing to turn back to God and to draw closer to Him and to worship Him,
他对人生就会有不一样的体验。
Then that person will have a different experience in life.
可是人回想归向回头归向神过去所做的事情，神最后还是要问，还是要审判。
But no matter what, God will still bring every work in your life into judgment.
那表示说，哎，这个就是神在人在神面前应该存敬畏心的原因呢。
So that's the reason why men have to have a heart of reverence in front of the Lord.
因为最后这位神要成为我们的审判者。
Because in the end, God will be our judgment.
我们人是被他所造的，每一件事情他都要问我们到底为什么要这样做。
As men, we are His creation, and in the end, He will ask us why we do these things.
所以一切隐藏的事，不管人知不知道，最后神都要把它带回来。
So that every secret things that no one knows about, God will also bring it back.
不管是善是恶，
whether it's good or evil.
所以有时候你看，我们圣经告诉我们说，我们在行善的时候，有时候要隐藏，不要做右手所做的，不要让左手知道，不要故意宣扬了。
That's why Bible tells us the good deeds that we do, we should not let others know.
但是神他都知道。
But God knows everything that we do.
所以最后神也是把他带回来。
So in the end, God will also bring that thing back.
按照我们所做的好来赏赐我们。
And according to the good that we've done, God will reward us.
同样的，我们在人后面所做的恶，以为人不知道的，最后神也要把它带出来来审问。
And also all the secret things that we've done, all the evil things we've done, God will also bring those into judgment.
所以我们现在看回来第三章的第十五节。
Let's go to chapter 3, verse 15.
三章十五节说：“现今的事早先就有了，将来的事早已也有了，并且神使已过的事情重新再来。”
15, that which is has already been and what is to be has already been, and God requires an account of what is past.
那这个中文圣经特别有一个说明，他说这个神使已过的事情重新再来，或作神再把重新这个事情再把它找回来。
In the Chinese translation, there's a footnote,
并且神再寻回已过的事情了。
That God will bring back the things in the past.
也就是说，神把以前好像忘记的事情一个把它找回来。
Or the thing that seems as if it's forgotten, God will bring it back.
这个就是神要神问的一个原则。
And this is a principle of God's judgment.
也就是说，其实很多事情过去就过去，好像我们说认为过去就好了，但是神最后还要把它带回来的。
Because for us, it seems like once the things pass is in the past, but God will also bring it back.
这就是传道者他在提醒我们说，日光之下没有新鲜事。
So the preacher wanted to remind us that under the sun there is nothing new.
他以前所犯的错误，以后人可能重犯。
Now all the mistakes that he committed in the past, he might do it again.
我们人会再犯呢。
That the next generation might commit the same mistake again.
所以好像没有什么新鲜的东西。
So that under the sun, there is nothing new.
以前发生过的事情，以后必然发生。
The thing that's already happened in the past will happen in the future.
但是这一些事情，神都要审问哦。
But God requires an account of what is past.
那要这个要给我们一个为什么我们在神面前需要存敬畏的心的一个原因之一。
That's one of the reasons why we need to have fear before the Lord.
那这个传道书呢？你看它一开头是说虚空的虚空。
In the beginning of the book Ecclesiastes, he mentioned vanity of vanities.
最后说要敬畏神。
And at the end says that we should have fear before the Lord.
你所做的不管是善是恶，最后神都要审问。
The things that whether is good or evil, in the end, God will bring it to judgment.
那表示说，他要让我们知道说人生。如果没有神在神面前，如果不是一个存敬畏的心的人呢
？So he wanted us to know in your life if you do not have a heart of reverence before the Lord.
那我们以为有价值的追求，最后都虚空。
The things that you deem as precious and valuable, at the end, all those things will turn into vanity.
那最后神还要来审判我们呢
？And God will also judge you.
但是反过来，今天如果我们有神在神面前，愿意存敬畏的心来敬拜他。
On the other hand, if you are a person that revered the Lord and also you worship Him,
从这个世界上很多事情一直在变化当中。
And in this ever-changing world,
我们最后一定会发现，哎，我们靠着神，我们明白神的旨意，我们可以超越虚空。
And later on, you realize through by relying on God and according to the will of God, you will be able to overcome this vanity.
那我们的人生啊，会看到。神在我们身上所存的旨意，我们过得会很充实、很喜乐。
And you will be able to see the will of God in you, and you can live a fulfilling and meaningful life.
我们知道我们人当尽什么样的本分。
And then you will know what's the whole duty of man.
然后最后，神还要赏赐我们。
And in the end, God will also reward you.
那所以我们的人生就变得很丰富，
so、
很有价值。
Our life will be the one that's very fulfilling and also edifying.
所以传道书它最终的目的就是要让我们能够。过一个积极的人生，而且是可以尽本分的人生。
So the purpose of the book of Ecclesiastes is wanting us to live a life that's fulfilling and also proactive.
那这个传道者呢，他将他一生的经历，他对人生的观察，把它述说给我们做参考。
So this preacher he summarized his whole life and also serve as a reference.
他要让我们了解说，在日光之下，如果没有敬畏神。一切都是虚幻的，做不到。
So to let us understand, under the sun, if you do not fear the Lord, then in the end, everything will be meaningless and vanity.
圣经在讲这个虚空这个字眼，就最多的字出现就是在传道书。
And throughout the Bible, the word vanity appeared most in this book.
那他所谓的日光之下，就是这个物质的世界。
And when the book mentioned about under the sun is referring to this world.
那他这个虚空的意思啊，其实就是像你吹泡泡一样的。
And the meaning of this word vanity is just like bubble.
就是你吹气，然后你这个，你如果吹泡泡之后，在阳光底下，你看到彩虹，好漂亮。
That you blow a bubble and under the reflection of the sun, you can see rainbow. It's really pretty.
然后你看，很多人就想要去抓它。
And then everyone will want to hold on to this bubble.
你看孩子，他如果把那个泡泡把它放在手上，他是好高兴。
So like for little kids, if they can hold the bubble on their hands, they will be very happy.
但是你要去把它抓住的时候，就没有了。
But if you want to hold onto it tighter, then it will disappear.
所以所谓的虚空就是说，你看到一个事情好像很漂亮、很美好，你想要去拥有，可是最后你要真的抓住的时候， 它就破灭了。
So vanity is like this. When you see something that's very beautiful, you want to hold on to it, and suddenly, it will vanish.
那表示那在圣经里面，他在讲这个虚空的时候，他有时候用像浮云，像天上一朵云。
And when Bible describe vanity, sometimes they will use floating cloud.
好，那有时候
wind.
圣经里面像以赛亚书里面，他就用突然呐、啊，就是说你做的事情就是空的，没有意义的。
And in the book of Isaiah, they use the word.
啊，突然就是你做这个就是 empty 的，是空的。
The book of Isaiah used the word empty to describe the same concept of vanity.
那有时候是用一口气。
Or sometimes also a breath.
一口气出去就没有了。
That a breath and it's out there and then disappear.
有时候用风来描述。
And also use the word wind to describe
像一阵风吹过。然后就过去了。
Just like a wind pass by and then vanish.
好，所以他这里在强调这个虚空，就是有时候我们会被这个幻影迷惑，觉得是好很美好，想要去拥有，可是最后又真的没有办法抓住。
So over here, the word vanity is something that's very beautiful. It's like an illusion.
所以有时候很漂亮，但是很不切实际。
Sometimes they are beautiful, but they're also not practical.
那所以传道书啊，他用他人生的经历啊，从几个层面来验证说，你以为有意义的，其实是空的。
So the preacher used different aspects of his life to describe how the life under the sun can be vanity.
通常传道书我们正在看的时候，它并没有一个很清楚的结构说，说哦，它有什么样的分段啊。
And when we read the book of Ecclesiastes, it seems like there is no there's not a very clear outline to separate each section.
但是如果仔细一天读一章这样，好好的去想它哈。
But if we read a chapter a day and we try to read it deeper in a deeper level,
我们还可以去找到一个脉络啊，传道书的脉络。
Be able to see where it's going.
那这个脉络就是哦，那前面哦，他一直在强调虚空。
So that in the previous chapter, the book keep on emphasizing vanity.
在前面几章哦，他一直在重复什么都是虚空的。
The first few chapters emphasizing what things are vanity.
然后他从几个角度里面去讲，我们今天认为有意义的，最后是虚空。他的因为他的经历，他跟我们分享嘛。
And these chapters talk about what are some of the things men deemed as valuable, and later how they turn into vanity.
到第九章以后。
And then. Goes all the way to chapter 9.
然后第十章的时候，他就没有讲虚空了。
In chapter 9, and then when it's chapter 10, there's no longer, it's not emphasizing on vanity anymore.
你如果查这个字眼，就是原来第十章他没有虚空这个字眼出现。
Only chapter 10 did not have this word vanity.
但是他要讲什么叫智慧，什么叫做愚昧。
But chapter 10 talk about what's wisdom and what's foolishness.
所以一个有智慧的人，他就会从这个前面传道者所分析的东西、哦、去抓住我们真的应该要追求，要成为有智慧，不要再变成愚妄了。
So a wise person will be able to grasp upon all the things in the previous chapter, like what are those things that's vanity.
然后从十一章以后到十二章
，and from chapter 11 and 12 on，
他就告诉我们要抓住机会。
The preacher will tell us that you have to hold on to the opportunity that's given to you.
因为有时候我们发现说啊，这些是虚空的啊，想要去改变人生的时候，已经太晚了。
Because sometimes when we realize, oh, these things are vanity, and I wanted to change the way we live, sometimes it might be too late.
所以十一章、十二章，他一直强调说，我们一定要趁着我们还有机会的时候，改变我们自己的人生方向。
So in chapter 11 and 12, emphasize that we should change the direction of our life while we still have the chance.
那最后他就下一个结论说，这个就是我们应该要敬畏神，我们应该要守神的诫命，这是我们的本分。然后最后神都要审问。
And in the end, he made a conclusion that we should fear God and keep His commandments, and this is the man's duty.
好，所以这个就是传道书的一个大概结构，你就可以从第一章一直读到第九章，慢慢他的虚空的那个字眼越来越少，到最后他告诉我们要成为有智慧的人，然后要抓住机会来敬拜神，守他的诫命。
So this is a brief summary of the book of Ecclesiastes from chapter 1 all the way to chapter 9. There are a lot of words of vanity, and starting from chapter 10, he mentioned about how it is to be a wise man, and all the way till 12, how the conclusion is that we have to fear God and keep His commandments.
好，那前面呢？前面一开始的时候，特别在前面大概第六章一到六章，他在用几个不同的角度来分析他所经历的人生。他认为的有意义的追求，最后是虚空。他告诉我们， 这些经验。
And from chapter 1 to chapter 6, he shared with us different aspects of life, how those things men deem us valuable and meaningful.
一开始第一章的时候，他先给我们带我们去观察一个现象，就是这个世代一直循轮转，一直循环。
In chapter 1, he shared with us the ever-changing nature of the world.
就是你看，他说日头就落下啊。第五节说，日头出来了，日头又落下了，要极归所出之地。
How in verse chapter one verse five, the sun also rises and the sun goes down.
然后风
into the place where it rose.
哦，风往南刮，又往向北转，然后不住的旋转，然后又返回转型原道。
And also in verse six, how the wind goes toward the south and turns around to the north and just whirls around continually.
表示我们人间这些事情都一直循环呢。
So that is an endless cycle of life.
一个世代过去，一个世代又来了。
And then one generation come while another generation goes.
真的，我们今天孩子长大以后，就是一个世代要过去了。因为孩子长大的时候，表示旧的世代即将过去。
So when our children grow up, that will be the beginning of a new generation, and then another generation will pass.
我们没有一个人永远可以坐在这里。
So no, none of us can sit here forever.
几年之后，我们这里的人就换一批人了。
And after a few years has passed by, there will be a new group of congregation sitting here.
然后第八节他说
，And then in verse eight, he mentioned,
他说万事令人厌烦，人不能够说尽，眼看看不饱，耳听听不足。
Verse eight, all things are full of labor, man cannot express it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing.
这个一直旋转的这个轮替的这个世代，有时看得让我们看得眼花缭乱了。
So this endless cycle sometimes will make us feel very troublesome and tired.
让我们的眼睛看得很疲倦啊，很困乏的意思。
That our eyes will be tired from seeing.
因为日光之下没有新鲜事。
And because under the sun there's nothing new.
真的，今天在人间里面，什么事情都是会一直发生的。
So that all the things that happen in this world, they just keep on happening.
这里所谓日光之下没有新鲜事，并不是说今天我们没有一个什么新奇的事物了，就好像比如说 iPad 以前的时代没有啊，这是新的、啊、日光之下没有新鲜事。
So it's, when it's talking about that under the sun there's nothing new, it's not talking about there's no new technology.
不是这些新的一个东西，他在讲今天在这个人间里面这些这个整个现象在轮替都是发生过的事。
It's talking about the phenomenon and also the things that happen in this world is a continued cycle.
人跟神的关系，人跟人的关系，人的追求都一样。
That the relationship between man and God, also man to man, and also the things that men pursue after, all these things are the same.
也就是说，从一个世代到一个世代，从这个地方到另外一个地方的人，基本上都一样的。
That from one generation to next generation, men still pursue, they're still the same.
好，那这些，这个就是他发现。就是这样子，所以事情过去一件事情一件事情，然后我们人一直这样每一天一直重复，一周一周，一年一年，然后我们就走了。
And so that all these things is just endless cycle that day after day, week after week, and later on, men pass away.
好，所以他认为这是虚空。
So that he realized this itself is also vanity.
然后第十七节那里说
，verse 17，
十七节那里他说我专心要。查明智慧、狂妄跟愚昧，乃至这也是捕风。
Verse 17, and I set my heart to know wisdom and to know madness and folly, and I perceive that this also is grasping for the wind.
这个传道者他是很有智慧的人。
This preacher, he is a very wise man.
所以他从那个智慧跟知识的角度，想要去看看这个人生到底是不是值得追求啊。
So he tried to perceive from the way of his wisdom.
但是第十八节说
But then in verse 18,
说多有智慧就多有愁烦，加增知识的就加增忧伤。
For in much wisdom is much grief, and he who increases knowledge increases sorrow.
那表示说如果是一直想要去追求知识智慧这个角度、哦、让人生的好像人生的这个精神层面比较提升比较有水平，最后也发现没有意思，也是这样子而已。
So he realized if he continued to pursue after wisdom and knowledge,Then this is what will happen.
不但不会找到一个什么实际有意义的东西，而且还加上忧伤跟愁烦。那有时候没有知识、没有智慧的人，还活得比较快乐一点。
And he will not be able to find the meaning of life just to elevate his knowledge. Instead, he will have much grief and sorrow.
如果要 从智慧跟知识角度去追求人生，然后认为说可以掌握人生的意义，他说不必了，是空的。
So he is telling us if you wanted to pursue after the meaning of the life, by gaining wisdom and knowledge, then he said this itself is also meaningless.
第二章开始。
Starting from chapter 2,
他说要从人生一般人生想要追求这个享乐，然后在劳碌当中去享福，然后去创造一些什么东西让自己心里面快乐的，他说最后也是虚空。
And he talked about if man wanted to pursue after the pleasure of the world, then this itself is also vanity.
因为第二章一开始他说来 我用喜乐来试试你，好让你好享福。
Because in chapter 2 verse 1 here he says nowCome now, I will test you with mirth, therefore enjoy pleasure.
谁知道这也是虚空。
But surely this also was vanity.
然后他又要想要知道说，诶，今天如果你付出去盖房子啊，去拥有很多财富啊，很多生活当好像变得很富足，是不是会人生变得有意思，然后会觉得很满足呢？
Then he tried to build himself houses and also all the materialistic things.And he wanted to try it out if then his life will be fulfilling and meaningful.
但是发现也是没有用的。第十一节说。
And then he realized in verse 11.
后来我查看我所经营的一切事和我所劳碌所成的功，谁知道都是虚空，都是捕风，在日光之下毫无益处。
11. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had done and on the labor in which I had toiled, and indeed all was vanity and grasping for the wind.
那表示说想要追求享乐，想要追求人生觉得很成功，最后好像也是虚空。
He wanted to pursue the pleasure of the world and also a successful life, but in the end he said it's all vanity.
那之所以会觉得虚空，这些享乐啊，任何觉得有意义的没有，其实不能够长久，是因为有死亡这个障碍。
And the reason that all of this is vanity is because the barrier of death.
所以第二章第十二节以后他就说智慧人跟愚妄人都会同样一件事情，都会遇见啊。
So that in the latter verses here said that there is one thing that both the wise and the foolish will encounter.
那就是死亡，这个不管你什么人，你都会面对死亡。
And which is death.
那说那这样子，那这个死亡要让他觉得说，那我这样去付出去追求，到底有什么意思呢
？And then because of this, because the fact that all men will die, he realized then what's the purpose of me pursuing after all these things.
二章十七节说
In chapter 2 verse 17,
我所以恨恶生命，是因为在日光之下所行的事，我都以为烦恼，都是虚空，都是捕风。
Verse 17, therefore I hated life because the work that was done under the sun was distressing to me, for all is vanity and grasping for the wind.
那表示说，诶，他这个死亡是让他没办法超越的。
And he realized death is something that he cannot overcome.
这是为什么有人说，哦，你看那是没有生下来的，那个生下来的谁比较活比较久的跟活比较短的谁比较有福了。
And that's why people will ask, who is more blessed, the one that lived a long life in this world or the one that died when it's his
time? 你如果从人都会死的这个角度去看他。
And if you see this from the perspective that all men will die.
那如果认识死亡的人就说，哦，那死亡那早点去还比较好嘞。
And some people will say, then it's actually better for that person who died young.
但是假设说如果死亡之后大家都平等， 每一个人都是非常好，那当然是好啊。
But if you're talking about that after men died, that everyone be equally good, then that's good.
但是死亡之后是有审判的。
But actually after death, there's a judgment.
可是一般人他不会想到这一点。
But usually people of the world, they would not think of this point.
所以有时候就忘记有死亡这个问题。
So then slowly they forgot of the fact that there is actually death.
然后人就拼命去劳碌。
And men, they would continue to busy themselves in toiling.
但是最后他会发现，诶，他从这个劳碌当中发现，诶，也就没有什么益处啊。
And in the end, he realized that there is no meaning that he toiled under the sun.
二章二十二节我们看。
In chapter 2, verse 22.
他说人在日光之下的劳碌内心，在他一切的劳碌上得到什么呢？
Then 22, for what has meant for all his labor and for all the striving of his heart with which he has toiled under the sun.
从人生是劳碌的过程当中，他发现这个也是虚空的。
So under the labor of man, he realized this itself is also vanity.
好，那从第三章开始呢？
And starting from chapter 3,
他就看到说，诶，这个很多事情都是神命定的，万物都有定时，万事都有定期。
And starting from chapter 3, he realized God appointed a time for everything under the sun.
那很多事情人不能了解。
And there is a lot of things that man could not comprehend.
这是出于神的作为。
Because it's out of the will of God.
所以他说，最后他到第三章十四节就下一个结论说，其实面对这些事情，我们应该要存敬畏的心就对了。
So that, and later on, he said, in order to, when we look at these things, we need to have a heart of reverence.
那他从第三章以后，他又发现，因为你看这个传道者他有智慧，也就是他不是只有注意这些他身边拥有的这个物质世界哦。
So because this preacher, he is a wise man, so he not only observed the things that's around him.
他也观察到这个社会的现象跟人跟人之间的这个互相对待的关系了。
He also observed the relationship between in society and between man to man.
他有时候发现说，好像这个社会哈、哦，人间呢、啊、缺少公义。
And he realized that in the society there's a lack of justice.
三章十六节说。
In chapter 3 verse 16, he mentioned.
他说：“我又见到日光之下，在审判之处有奸恶，在公义之处也有奸恶。”
16. Moreover, I saw under the sun, in the place of judgment, wickedness was there; in the place of righteousness, iniquity was there.
哦，表示说，诶，好像应该要有公义的地方，后来是有一些罪恶的事情啊。
He realized in the place of righteousness, there is also a sin.
那在这个传道书里面，他一直他有发现到，在人间有几个他认为矛盾的现象。
So this preacher he also discovered that there are contrary things in his life.
也就是说，我们一般认为说善有善报，恶有恶报啊。那坏人应该都是会过得很痛苦啊，生活过得很贫穷啊。
Now there's a saying that those who are good will be paid with good, and those who are evil will be paid with wicked.Things.
可是他又发现说，好像也不是这样子。
But then he
至少他所观察到的不是这样子的。
Under his observation, this is not the principle of life.
也就是说，有时候有一些例外出现了。
Because there will always be different cases that's not like this.
这样的一个他这样一个观察，从第三章开始到第八章都你都可以看得到。
So he this kind of he observed these kind of matters is from chapter 3 all the way to chapter 8.
我们现在看第八章。
Let's go to chapter 8.
第八章，我们看第十节。
Chapter 8, verse 10.
我看见恶人埋葬，归入坟墓，又见行正直事的离开圣地，在城中被人忘记，这也是虚空。
Verse 10. Then I saw the wicked buried, who had come and gone from the place of holiness, and they were forgotten in the city where they had so done.
也就是说，恶人他得到很好善终了啊，那好人又被忘记，然后好像。又没有得到应该有的祝福，好像他说这个是虚空。
So he mentioned this is also vanity that the wicked will be buried in peace, and while the holy one were forgotten.
那其实是有些表示说有些事情他是不明白，他只觉得说那这样子的话，那做好人跟做坏人有什么差别呢
？So there are still things that he could not understand, and he did not know then what's the difference of being a good man versus being a wicked one.
从这个角度，他也发现这个有些事情他想不通。
So from this perspective, he realized there are still things he could not comprehend.
然后从第三章之后，继续他另外一个角度。
And
第四章。
After chapter 4, there's also another observation.
第四章里面开始哦，他就在讲这个。有关于财富的问题，追求财富。
Starting from chapter 4, he talked about the pursuit of wealth.
你看，我们有时候人总是希望说，一把不够，两把才够。
Because very often men they are not satisfied with the wealth that they have; they wanted more.
啊，第四章第六节说，满了一把得享安静，强如满了两把劳碌补风。
In chapter 4, verse 6, better a handful with quietness than both hands full, together with toil and grasping for the wind.
然后第七节说，日光之下有一件虚空的事情了。
In verse 7, then I returned and I saw vanity under the sun.
第八节
verse 8,
有人孤单无恶，无子无兄，劳碌不息，眼目也不以钱财为足。他说，我劳劳碌碌，刻苦自己，不享福乐，到底是为了谁呢？这也是虚空，是极重的劳苦。
8. There is one alone without companion. He has neither son nor brother. Yet there is no end to all his labors, nor is his eye satisfied with riches. But he never asks, for whom do I toil and deprive myself of good? This also is vanity and a grave misfortune.
你就看到说这样一个人呢，他一直在追求财富，最后其实也是虚空。
So this man, he pursue after wealth, and in the end, this is also vanity.
为什么呢？
And why is that?
五章的第十节说。
Because in chapter 5, verse 10.
因为他那银子的不会因为得银子知足啊。他那丰富的不会因为得利益知足啊，这也是虚空。
Because he who loves silver will not be satisfied with silver, no, he who loves abundance with increase, this also is vanity.
表示说，今天如果我们把我们的重点放在追求财务上，最后一定会发现没有用，不会满足。
So today, if we place our emphasis on pursuing after silver and gold, then in the end, we'll realize we were not satisfied.
所以其实这财富的追求，它不是在于你拥有多少。
So when we pursue after wealth, it doesn't matter how much you acquired.
而是会觉得说，你什么时候觉得够了，你想要去享用它，这个时候，这个人生才会有意思，才不会最后是虚空的。
Because the key point is that when would you be satisfied that you would think that it's enough, and then you wanted to enjoy your the labor of your wealth.
有关于劳碌想要得到自裁这个问题，我们会另外再说明。
And later on, we will talk more about acquiring wealth.
那表示说财富不能够满足人，最后也是会虚空哦。
So from this perspective, we can see that wealth alone cannot satisfy man, and it itself is also vanity.
第六章开始哦。
And starting from chapter 6,
他就另外一个角度，有人是追求哦多子多孙呐。
And he looked on another matter that some men will pursue after
很多孩子，很多后代。
A lot of children and also descendants.
他第六章的第三节说，如果生了一百个儿子，好了。
And so in chapter 6 verse 3, he mentioned that if a man begets 100 children.
然后他又活很久，活很长寿。
A long life.
哦，那这个就是一般人今天觉得很有意思的喽。
So this is actually something that's very interesting.
你看，要生一百个儿子，那个这个是。光是名字都记不起来了。
That if you really have 100 children, then just names alone you could not remember them all.
然后这个人又可以活很久，活几岁呢？
And this person can also live a very long life.
你就看第六节。
Let's go to verse chapter 6.
那个人虽然活千年，再活千年，活了两千年。
And verse 6 here mentioned, even if he lives 1,000 years twice, so 2,000 years.
但是他却不能够享福。
But has not seen goodness.
那最后又有什么好处，又有什么益处呢？
So then what's is the benefit?
又多子多孙又很长寿，但是最后也是虚空。
Even though he have a lot of children and also he live a long life, but in the end it's still vanity.
哦，所以第九节他说了哈。
That's why in verse 9 here he mentioned
眼睛所看的比心里妄想的道好，这也是虚空，也是捕风。
Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of desire. This also is vanity and grasping for the wind.
多子多孙或者是长寿活很久很久，到最后也是死，最后他不能够享福，他说这到底又是为了什么？
So he says, what's the benefit for a person having this many children and live a long life? And in the end, he still could not enjoy his life.
好，所以你看他从这些一般我们人一般世人会追求的角度去看，他就觉得说这个都不能够是我们的目标了。
So from the pursuit of man in the world, he realized all these things should not be the focus of life.
然后从第七章开始，他现在要第七章，让我们看到要注意，我们不要被这个社会我们所观察这个表面现象蒙蔽了。
So starting from chapter 7, he mentioned we should not be deceived from the superficial things of the world.
我们如果会敬畏神的人，
For a person that feared the Lord,
我们就能够从这个表面现象跳脱出来。
Then we'll be able to escape from the illusion of the world.
我们会真的会抓住我们人生的方向。
We'll be able to hold on to the direction of our life.
我们人就会有一个正确的追求，然后我们不会埋怨神。
That we will be able to pursue after the right thing, and we will not complain against God.
也就是说，其实顺境不一定是很好，苦难。逆境也不见得不好。
Because prosperity of life is not necessarily the best thing in life, and nor is adversity and also trouble bad things.
第七章开始，他要讲什么叫做比较好了。
And starting from chapter 7, he mentioned what are things that's good.
第二节说, 往招商的家去, 强如往宴乐的家去。
In chapter 7, verse 2, better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting.
他说因为死是众人的结局。
And because death is the death of all men.
哦, 那表示说, 诶, 你看商家一般来说都觉得是忧伤, 但是他说你宁可去商家, 不要去那个宴乐家。
And he said, it's better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting.
第四节说, 智慧人的心是在招上之家, 愚昧人的心是在快乐之家。
And in verse 4, the heart of the wise is the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is the house of mirth.
因为这些苦难, 然后这些困境, 要让我们思想神的作为。
Because all these trouble and adversity will make us think about the will and the way of God.
让我们对这个真实的人生有一个比较深刻的反省, 然后去调整我们的脚步。
That we'll be able to, looking at those things will give impacts of our life and it will help us to self-examine.
就是不要被这个眼前的现象蒙蔽的, 我们一定要思想。
That we should not be bounded or blinded by the illusions of the world.
第十四节, 七章十四节说,
Let's go to chapter 7, verse 14.
遇亨通的日子, 你要喜乐, 遭患难的日子, 你当思想, 因为神使这两样并列, 为的是叫人查不出身后有什么事。
14, in the day of prosperity, be joyful, but in the day of adversity, consider, surely God has appointed the one as well as the other, so that men can find out nothing will come after him. That not find out nothing that will come after him.
那表示说, 诶, 有时候一些患难啊, 诶, 让我们思想其实是要帮助我们的。
So in the time of adversity, it can actually help us to make us consider.
然后有时候, 有一些表面现象, 我们先看的, 因为我们活得不够久, 有时候我们还不了解真正会发生什么事情, 所以先不要下判断。
And sometimes when things happen, because we do not live long enough, we have to wait and we have to think about it.
诶, 不要因为我们看到这个现象, 然后就忘记要敬畏神, 去犯罪了。
And for no matter what things we encounter, we should not sin against God.
因为第十五节说,
Because in verse 15,
他说有一人行义反致灭亡, 有恶人行恶, 道享长寿, 这都是我在虚度之日中所见过的。
Because in verse 15, he said, I've seen everything in my days of vanity. There is a just man who perishes in his righteousness, and there is a wicked man who prolongs life in his wickedness.
第十六节说, 他不要行义过分, 也不要过于自逞智慧, 何必自取灭亡呢?
Verse 16, do not be overly righteous, nor be overly wise. Why should you destroy yourself?
17节,
17,
不要行恶过分, 也不要为人愚昧, 何必不到其而死呢?
Do not be overly wicked, nor be foolish. Why should you die before your time?
18节,
18,
你持守这个为美, 那个也不要松手, 因为敬畏神的人必从这两样出来。
18, it is good that you grasp this. And also not remove your hand from the other, for he who fears God will escape them all.
这里在说明说, 也, 有些现象哦, 我们要小心, 不要被骗了。
Here he explaining that under these situations, you have to be watchful and careful.
那就是说, 其实义人行义灭亡, 这个是, 这个现象, 以后, 最后神要审判, 要把事情再带回来的时候, 他一定得赏赐。
So that even though the just man will perish in his righteousness, that in the end, when God judges, he will bring this back.
这个所谓的灭亡是, 这个所谓行义灭亡是在这个日光之下, 他遇到一些不幸的事情。
It's because under the sun, there will be unfortunate things that happen.
哦, 然后恶人行恶, 道享长寿, 诶, 在日光之下, 你多长寿, 2000年, 最后也是死啊。
And under the sun, there will also be cases that the wicked man did wicked things but prolongs his life.
他现在告诉我们,
but over here, he's telling us if we are a man that fear the Lord,
我们就不会被这个现象, 然后去改变我们对神的态度, 我们就想说, 那我行义, 行恶, 那, 哪一个比较好, 那我当然是做我想做的事, 那可能人在这个时候就犯罪了。
That even though when we encounter special cases like these, we would not want to do evil things and sin against God.
哦, 那这样子的话, 我们就变成一个愚昧人。
Because if we committed sin, then we'll become a foolish man.
所以他在告诉我们说, 诶, 你现在观察这个现象的时候, 如果我们今天有敬畏的心呢, 我们就会持守我们的纯正, 我们人应该尽的本分, 就不会失落。
So he's telling us, when we encounter these things, if we are the men, if we fear the Lord, then we will still hold on to the heart that will do good.
第八章十二节.
Let's go to chapter 8, verse 12.
八章十二节.
Chapter 8, verse 12.
我们人一定要敬畏神, 然后就终究得到福乐了.
Because men, as men, we have to fear God, and then we will receive blessing.
十二节说, 罪人虽然作恶百次, 倒想长久的年日, 然而我准知道, 敬畏神的, 就是在他面前敬畏的人, 终究必得福乐.
Verse 12, though a sinner does evil 100 times and his days are prolonged, yet I surely know that it will be well with those who fear God, who fear before him.
13节说,
13,
恶人却不得福乐, 也不得长久的年日, 这年日好像影儿, 因为他不敬畏神。
But it will not be well with the wicked, nor will he prolong his days, which are as a shadow, because he does not fear before God.
这就是告诉我们今天, 神的原则是不会变的。
So this is telling us that God's principle will never change.
神一定是赏善罚恶的神。
God will surely reward the good and punish the evil.
今天如果我们在神面前存敬畏的心, 我们面对这些表面的现象, 社会这些不公义的事情, 我们心都不会改变, 我们一定还是谨守诫命, 然后遵行神的话语。
Today, if you truly have fear before God, even though all these wicked things happen in the world, we'll still hold on to our principle and never change.
不管这个社会怎么变呢?
And doesn't matter how the society changes around us,
我们在神面前所存的心都不会变,
that the heart that we have before the Lord will never change.
不管这个社会的法令怎么样更改,
it doesn't matter how the law of the world changes,
我们在神面前持守的原则都不会动,
that the principle that we have before God will never change.
也就是说神如果看为是罪的事情, 我们就相信这是错的。
The things that God deemed as wicked will deem them as wicked as well.
我们的眼光不会被这个社会的潮流影响。
Our eyesight will not change because of the change of the world.
今天这个社会很多事情都在改变了。
And because today in a society, a lot of things are changing.
对婚姻的看法, 对家庭的看法, 对价值的看法, 成功的看法, 都一直在变。
And the value of marriage, the value of a successful life, all these things are changing.
但是对我们来说, 我们从圣经看到神不变的原则。
But from the Bible, we'll be able to see the never-changing truth of God.
敬畏神的人终究必得福乐, 恶人反过来绝对不能得福乐的。
For those who fear the Lord, in the end, he will be rewarded, and the wicked one will not be rewarded.
那因为这个是我们人该尽的本分。
And this is the whole duty of man.
所以最后第十二章的第十三节, 他下这个结论。
And that's why in chapter 12, verse 13, he made this conclusion.
我们人就是要敬畏神。
That as men, we have to fear the Lord.
守他的诫命,
we have to fear God and keep his commandments.
那神的诫命其实不是很难的, 不是很远的。
And God's commandment is not very far or very far from us. 神的, nor is it very difficult to abide.
神的诫命其实就在我们周围。
Because God's commandment is just around us.
哦, 那个圣经在生命记里面有一句话说, 诶, 神的诫命不是离我们很远, 说, 哎, 我要从哪里去拿下来。
In Deuteronomy, they recorded that God's commandment is not very far away from us.
我们现在看生命记。
Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy.
30章。
Chapter 30.
我们今天要守神的诫命, 其实我们就要看圣经, 我们常常要被提醒祷告。
Today, if we want to abide with the commandments of God, we have to continue to read the Bible and also pray.
生命记30章的11节。
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 11.
我今日所吩咐你的诫命不是你难行的, 也不是离你远的。
11. For this commandment which I command you today is not too mysterious for you, nor is it far off.
12节说,不是在天上,使你说,谁替我们上天取下来,使我们听见可以遵行呢?
12. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will ascend into heaven for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it.
13节说,
13.
也不是在海外,使你说,谁替我们过海取得来,使我们听见可以遵行呢?
Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it.
14节说,
14.
这话却离你甚近,就在你口中,在你心里,使你可以遵行。
But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it.
这个就是我们今天人应该尽的本分。
And this is the duty that men, as men, we have to abide.
神的话就在我们的眼前。
And because the word of God is in front of us.
在我们的口中，在我们的耳中，不断的传送，在听讲。
It's in our mouth, it's in our ear, and it's continue. We're listening to it.
把这样敬畏神的态度放在我们的心里。
So we had to have this heart of fear before us.
把神的诫命放在我们刻在我们的心板上。
And also to carve the word of God on the heart of our tablet.
那我们愿意遵行。那我们愿意遵行神的诫命。
And let us be willing to abide to the commandments of God.
存敬畏的心，在他面前受祝福。
And also have a heart of reverence so that we can be blessed.
这是我们人应该过的生活。
And this is the rightful way that we should live.
那这样的人生一定是蒙祝福，而且是有意义、
And this kind of life will, if we live this kind of life, and this will be a meaningful one, and we will surely be blessed.
愿主耶稣带领帮助我们。
And may Lord Jesus Christ guide us and help us.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
514首。
514.